Carol Hills and for Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Smoking pot in Mexico may have just gotten easier. And in Scotland, there's a 500-year-old tree that just changed its sex. No, I'm not stoned. I promise we'll talk about that sex-changing tree in a few minutes, but first, marijuana in Mexico. The country's Supreme Court has ruled that Mexicans have a right to grow and distribute marijuana for personal use, but no one's going to start rolling joints just yet. That's because there's a lot going on in that decision. Deborah Bonello joins me now to help me unpack it. She's a reporter based in Mexico City. Deborah, what exactly did the court rule?
So the court granted an amparo, which is a legal tool here that basically defends the constitutional rights of people. So it's basically prosecutorial protection to four lawyers who are part of a lobby group who applied for the amparo. They want to produce and smoke marijuana for recreational purposes, and the Supreme Court granted them that protection. So it means that they now won't face any legal proceedings for the cultivation and consumption of marijuana. But it's a ruling that only protects those four people.
So these four justices at this point can grow and smoke pot for themselves if they want.
I mean, the people who were granted the protection are lawyers who are a member of a lobby group. And they're really not stoners. I mean, these guys are doing this to make a point, and they want to create a national debate around the issue of marijuana use in Mexico. And the interesting thing about the Supreme Court ruling is that the whole issue has been placed in the context of a civil rights issue rather than a medicinal issue.
Deborah, I'm wondering if there's support among Mexicans for this kind of first step toward legalizing marijuana because of the drug violence related to the cartels, even if the drug violence isn't directly perpetrated by marijuana sales or trafficking. Is there sort of a sense of exhaustion and sort of, well, let's try this?
I think there is a sense of weariness on the part of the Mexican people in terms of the drug war and what it's done to society. I mean, it's cost tens of thousands of lives. You know, at least 25,000 people have disappeared in the last decade owing to, you know, the campaign against organized crime that the government has been running. Whether most Mexicans see the legalization of marijuana as a solution to those problems nationwide, I doubt that very much. I mean, I think most of them know that the drug cartels don't just deal in marijuana, and they have other huge sources of income, you know, extortion, kidnapping, you know, all those other big revenue streams. So, you know, I doubt that nationwide it's perceived as the solution to Mexico's violence problems.
How do Mexicans feel about this court ruling? Is there support for decriminalization for personal use?
I mean, I think in Mexico City, you know, like in any other country, the capital is always more liberal. And here, you know, people were sparking up doobies outside the Supreme Court when the ruling came down. But there were also a lot of people outside the Supreme Court who were against it. You know, a prominent parents association told us that, you know, youth are already facing such a challenge here with unemployment and lack of access to education. And now, you know, her fear is free access to smoking marijuana is just kind of going to exacerbate the problems of youth. And you remember, you know, Mexico as a country is a deeply conservative place. Abortion is only legal in the capital. Gay marriage was recently accepted in four other states outside of Mexico City. So the idea that people in the provinces and parts outside the capital are going to embrace, you know, the legalization of weed smoking, it feels like a huge leap to me.
So what's the next step?
Well, if the Supreme Court rules on four similar cases to the one that it ruled on yesterday, in theory, you could have a wave of people now applying for the same legal protections to do the same thing. And logic would dictate that the more people do that and the more of those cases are ruled, the greater the pressure becomes for legislative change.
That was reporter Deborah Bonello in Mexico City.